With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump remains upbeat about his tariffs, even though global stock markets took a nosedive today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Asked about the biggest Wall Street sell-off since 2020, the president told reporters he thinks his trade plan is going very well.
The markets are going to boom. The stock is going to boom. The country is going to boom.
Donald Trump may be upbeat, but the initial response on Wall Street was overwhelmingly negative. The Dow plunged more than 1,600 points, and the NASDAQ sank 6%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels as they seek reassurances from the U.S. Secretary of State about Washington's commitment to the alliance.
At his first meeting of NATO foreign affairs ministers, the top U.S. diplomat repeated President Donald Trump's message that European countries and Canada need to increase their defense spending.
He's not against NATO. He is against a NATO that it does not have the capabilities that it needs to fulfill the obligations that the treaty imposes upon each and every member state.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte agreed with the U.S. that more must be done.
This is probably the biggest increase in defense spending here on the European side of NATO since the end of the Cold War. But we still need more, so that will be discussed.
I'm Nayan Kim.
Violent storms and tornadoes tore through cities from Oklahoma to Indiana during what could be a record-setting period of deadly weather and flooding. The storms destroyed homes and sent debris nearly 5 miles into the air in one location. Dozens of tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings were issued Wednesday and early Thursday from Texas to West Virginia as storms hit those in other states. At least 6 people were killed in Tennessee, Indiana, and Missouri. This is SRN News. A new look at faith groups in the U.S.
In a new book by 3 academics entitled Secular Surge, the population is divided into 4 groups, religionists, non-religionists, secularists, and religious secularists. Religionists, all people of faith, are 41%, while secularists who have no faith are 27%. The book lists religious secularists at 14%. They have faith but secular political views, while non-religionists, 18%, have no specific faith, but they're open to spiritual things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a long-dormant 1985 state law in Nevada requiring parents to be notified before a minor undergoes an abortion can be enforced. U.S. District Court Judge Ann Traum said that the 40-year-old statute can take effect on April 30th, however, she left open the possibility for abortion advocates to seek a court order blocking it. This is SRN News. As thousands of pro-life Virginians rallied Wednesday at the state capitol during their March for Life, one tough question emerged. How can they defeat a steamrolling state constitutional amendment that permits abortions through birth? Anne Marie Morgan has more details.
Virginia is one of the few states with crucial elections this fall. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb said multiplying their votes is critical.
In November's elections, where we'll pick a new governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and House of Delegates, our chance to stop the truly radical, unsafe, unlimited abortion amendment is to install a pro-life majority in the Virginia House of Delegates this year.
She said asking for permanent absentee ballots would remind them to vote. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.